Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nevisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya De Sitarane. So welcome. Somehow or another, we have all arrived here by the side of Giriraj. If you turn your eyes towards him, you will see a very interesting sight. Mostly, you can see rocks, beautiful pink, pale orange rocks, and some very fuzzy-looking trees. You cannot see, in other words, with these eyes, the variety and the beauty that you can see if you were fortunate enough to see Giriraj when Sri Krishna was here, dancing and playing on the peaks and the hills and the caves. So this is what we can see with our eyes. But what does Giriraj actually look like? Well, he stretches for miles and miles and miles. And this, what we're seeing, is just the tip, the peak of his hills. At the base, there were many kuns and beautiful forests and so many places for Krishna and the cows and the boys and the gopis to play. So one may ask, how can I overcome my perception that I see with my eyes and actually have a glimpse of Giriraj? And the answer is that if you want to actually see him, you have to see him through your ears. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimati Radharani describes Giriraj as the best of all the servants of Lord Hari, Haridasa Varja. And there are so many ways that Giriraj serves Krishna and his dear devotees. For example, with many charming jewel boulders, Giriraj offers sitting places for Krishna. And with the cooing of many birds, Govardhan offers a welcome to Krishna. With the water from a clear spring at the summit of Govardhan, the water is coming down. Govardhan offers bathing water. And with the golden tree bark, like fine silk, Govardhan offers Sri Krishna garments. With fragrant powders, sandalwood paste, and red and white minerals, Govardhan offers fragrant ointments for Krishna. With the blooming malati and the other vines, Govardhan offers so many flowers. And with the dust raised by the hooves of the Surabhi cows, Govardhan offers Krishna incense. With the pleasing fruits and roots that grow on Giriraj's sides, Govardhan offers delicious meals to Krishna. And with the champak flowers and the other blooming flowers that move in the gentle breeze backwards and forwards, Govardhan offers Krishna arti. With the dancing of the cooing peacocks, Govardhan offers Krishna a festival of dancing. So this is some of the beauty of Giriraj that cannot be seen with our human eye. So how can we relate to Giriraj? We have heard that he's very friendly. He's very, very friendly to those who wish to please Krishna. So we can come and sit and pray to him. That somehow or another I have come here for 7 days to be by your side. So please be merciful to me. Give me some insight into your glories. And please allow me to hear about Krishna here by your side. And if you would do that, then I would become very fortunate and very happy. We can pray that we may become good servants of Krishna. We can pray for this from Giriraj. Thank you.